Time spent listening within brings the most precious rewards. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Time spent listening within brings the most precious rewards. All of us spend time listening within, but very, very, very little. As we do our walks on the path of life, we're affirming things. Our mind is running away with all sorts of ideas, reminding us of things to do, reminding us of who we are. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're thinking of, how shall I work with my grandson? How shall I work with my sister? How shall I work with my family? How shall I handle them. What shall I do? And you wake up in the middle of the night and you say, well, let's see now. This is a good way to handle that business activity that I'm working on. Or this is a great idea for my new story. And your mind is just going a mile a minute. Now, if you write it down, that's great. If you don't write it down, then that was foolish to bother thinking about it. Because our mind tends to run away with us. It tends to keep us busy, keep us thinking, 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 thinking. And as we think, what happens? We are not concentrating on our reality. And what is our reality? Our reality is that quiet inner voice within us that does not give us advice, that does not give us suggestions, that just makes us feel at one and at peace. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had that quiet moment where you just felt, it is so good? Now, take one quiet moment, it is so good, and take one moment of writing a beautiful piece of music. Now, which would you treasure more? That is so good, the piece, or writing a piece of lovely music. Now you say, well, my goodness, writing a piece of music is great, because then I can share it with others, and I can let others hear how beautiful my music is. I can tell the world how beautiful my music is, and I can share my world, the music, like, oh my goodness sakes, it's so wonderful. But it gets exciting, it gets outgoing, but the real treasure is when you can say, it is so wonderful. You hear people talk, and they say they could feel the peace as they were standing at the edge of the ocean. The ocean was banging away on the shore, and the wind was blowing, but they could feel the peace. Now, how could they feel the peace in such a violent atmosphere? Because they were required to go within. Their inner self heard those noises and shut them all off from being anything negative and let them listen within. How many times have you gone into a strange house and you said, I don't like the vibrations in this house. There's something not comfortable with the vibrations in this house. And you walk out again. And another time you walk by a lovely tree and you say, I got to stop there. I got to stop by this tree. There's something beautiful here. There's something quiet, something introspective. And then you stop. And you don't see the tree. You don't see anything else. You just see the feeling. And the feeling in you says, this is wonderful. Like when Daddy comes home from work and he sits in his chair and he says, I'm home again. I'm at peace. I can forget what I have to do all day long. I can forget all the troubles in the world. I can forget everything. And then he takes the newspaper and starts reading. He turns on the television and listens to the news. He's got to hear that news. He's got to know what's going on in the world. He's got to know what other people are doing. He's got to know what's the cost of bread, what's the cost of bacon. He's got to know what the cost of houses are, how the Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, just take that man and put him in a box and let him sit quietly in a box for a year. And then he can come out of the box and he picks up the newspaper and he says, well, same thing. Nothing changed. People are still happy or unhappy with other people, are still doing silly things. But you see, the time spent listening within is more precious than words. It is the greatest reward we can ever have. But do you take the time to listen within? Do you really take? I give each of you, at least I used to, now your program is quite different, but I used to give each of you a requirement that you violated very wonderfully. And the requirement was to go into an hour of introspection, quiet listening within, nothing else to do. But what did you do? You read books. What did you do? You made affirmations. What did you do? You went for walks. What did you do? You did everything. Now, you can have introspection while you are walking, but you cannot walk and have introspection. Do you see the difference? If you are walking, walking is your purpose. And if you're introspecting while you're walking, you're not doing a good job of introspecting. If you're introspecting, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Because whatever is going on in the outer is doesn't touch you. And usually, you're doing very little. But you can do a job of folding sheets of paper or folding clothing or ironing or something like that. You can do a job of riding on the train, you know, on your way home from work or to someplace. And you can have introspection. But you see, if you have introspection thinking, what are those people thinking about me sitting here with my eyes closed, you know? You don't think a thing about that when you fall asleep. You're riding on the train, you fall asleep, and people look at you and they say, the guy's sleeping, big deal, you know? But no, you make a big thing out of it. You think, what does the world think of you? Who cares what the world thinks of you? What do you think of yourself? Do you think you're doing what is beautiful and good? Ellen says, I slept till 5 this morning. Oh, dear, so terrible. I wasted a whole... You didn't do anything. You did exactly what your inner self said to do. It says, be still. Listen. And know that I am God. You hear this, but you don't really know it. You don't really understand it because you haven't really spent a lot of time in introspection. Now, how many years have I been giving you the program of 1 hour of introspection every day in a specific amount of time? And how many of you have cheated violently on that by going to the bathroom? You can go to the bathroom before or after introspection. You get on the bus and you can't go to the bathroom on a city bus. You have to wait till you get to someplace or you have to do it before you go. So in your introspection, plan ahead. In your introspection, don't have a cup of coffee there. Don't have a glass of water. Don't have anything. You don't need it. You're leaving your body. You're going into your inner self, and you're listening to that divine within. And then you wonder why you don't make connection. You wonder why things are not as perfect as they could be. They're good. Your life is good. No getting around that. But why isn't it even more good, more perfect? Why isn't it even more wonderful? Because you haven't trained yourself. You have trained yourself to cheat. Now, I know this sounds terrible, but you trained yourself to cheat. You trained yourself to say, well, this is only introspection. I can go get a glass of water. I can go to the bathroom. I can think about my problems. This is introspection. I can do all those things. You can't. In introspection, you sit quietly and you let the thoughts poof, 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 like little balloons float up into the air away from you. They're no longer important to you. I've got to finish this article. I've got to do that. No, you don't. The only thing that you've got to do is be yourself and have fun, but not during introspection. During introspection, you listen. Now, what are you going to hear during introspection? What are you going to hear in your quiet time, in your time spent listening within? What are you going to hear? Well, if I were to tell you what you're going to hear, then you would be waiting to hear that. Then you would be probing that aspect of it. What you hear is something unique and special just to you. There's not another being on the face of the earth who's going to hear what you hear when you listen to your divine. Because your divine is either a dirty channel or a clean channel. I don't like to say that particularly, but it's either a channel that has been paved with good thoughts, and therefore it'll have good thoughts, or a channel that's been paved with worry and anxiety, dirty thoughts, you know, dumb things, and then everything that comes to you is going to be dirty and dumb, you know, anxiety thoughts and fearful thoughts and hate thoughts and stuff, instead of love thoughts and joy thoughts and peace thoughts. Now, how do you train that? How do you train yourself to have beautiful, worthwhile, joyful thoughts? You train yourself to do this by not doing it. You train yourself to do it by taking every thought that comes into your mind in introspection and just say, okay, and let it pass and don't think about it. Okay, let it pass and don't think about it. Now, you say, what should I think about? Oh, that'll come to you. That'll come to you very beautifully. But you cannot pre-prescribe what you're going to think about. Because if you do, then you're going to spend all of your time motivating yourself, manipulating yourself to think those thoughts that you think you should think. And in doing that, you will be thinking nothing of any value at all. This is the way it works. This is what I have said for years and years and years and years and years, and this is what we've ignored for years and years and years and years and years, because we feel it's much more important for us to be purposeful in our life. It's much more important for us to be good citizens and know what's going on in the world. It's much more important for us to be powerful beings who are in charge of our thoughts and take charge of them and ride them like a herd of horses, you know? Okay. I told you the story my brother told about the monks in the mountain and how the people would give the monks everything, and the monks would pray for the people, and the people did not experience the ravages of war in Japan. This was on the mountainside in Japan. And they did not experience the ravages of war because the monks prayed for them. Now, did they not experience the ravages of war because they went to the Hirohito and say, hey boss, we'll pay you not to have our city bombed, you know, to put all the action over on the other side of the island and stuff like that. Did they say, oh, hey, you Americans or you allies, we'll pay you not to do this, you know. You come, we'll pray for you, we'll do that. No. The monks up in the mountain came down from their monastery and had their alms bowl, and the people gave them food and clothing, whatever they needed, and they went back up the mountain, and then they prayed for the city. Now, they said, all is in divine order. We surround you with our pure white light of love, and we see you in perfect divine order. And nothing happened to the city. Okay. There was no outward act, except perhaps the praying might be considered an outward act. But there was no outward act. There was no manipulation of people. There was only the installation of an idea to have peace. Now, should we want peace on earth, we just speak our word, there now is peace on earth. Should we want abundance in our life, we say there now is abundance in our life. But you dirty, dirty dogs, you don't dare say, oh, that war, oh, it's going on, oh, my prayer's not answered, my prayer's not answered, my prayer's not answered. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, have we ever said that? Mm-hmm. We have said our prayer's not answered. That's telling our divine inner self that we have changed our mind, that we don't want our prayer answered. That's telling our divine inner self that's nonsense that we're doing. You see, consistency is so important. There now is peace on earth, and we see it in our inner heart, we see it in our mind, we see it in our eyes, we see it in everything we do. and we talk to people, and people do not talk to us about war, because there is no war in our world. People do not talk to us about a lack or limitation, because we live in abundance. Can you imagine going to Bill Gates and saying, how does it feel to be living in limitation? He said, I have no idea. I have no idea. Now, we may not have his billions, but we can have his consciousness, because it's free. It's free. And once we have his consciousness, if we want his billions, we'll have them. But the thing is, we don't really want it. We don't want to be a caretaker for abundance. We want to be a caretaker for purity and goodness and peace and love and joy, happiness, harmony, right action, truth, everything that is lovely. And so we keep that foremost in our thinking. Now, we want to listen within. And when we listen within, we are untouchable. When we listen within, we do the right thing, not because we understand it, not because we're told, not because our divine inner self has given us the key to the kingdom. The key to the kingdom is the fact, the act of listening within. Now, are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for such a revelation in your life? And the answer is no. And I say, you say to me, why do you say that we say the answer is no? Because you have not learned to be one-pointed. You have not learned to keep your mind on one point at a time. What is it that Ellen says of her grandchildren that makes them so wonderful? They're one-pointed. What does she say about her son-in-law, Matsumo? He is so one-pointed. He rides his bike with such a one-pointedness that he is perfect. And are there all areas of his life that are perfect? Mostly. And why? Because when you're one-pointed in one area, that rubs off and runs over into other areas. Now, is there any area of your life where you are one-pointed? Now, you're hard put to come up with something, but is there any area in your life where you are one-pointed? If there is, magnify it. If there is, bless it, love it, appreciate it, and apply it in all areas of your life. And then be one-pointed in the time spent listening within, and find the most precious reward that the world could ever give to you or anybody else, waiting for you within, within. Back to Bill Gates for a second. Bill Gates did not make money on anything other than his thought, anything other than the divine ideas that were flowing within him. That was his software ideas, his creativity, his imagination, his genius. Now, obviously, he used the minds and talents of many, many other people, but he was the spearhead. He was the creative cause. Now, why is it that all of the others are not called Bill Gates? Why don't you say Ballmer is Bill Gates? Why don't you say all these other people that were in his world were not Bill Gates? I mean, the word Bill Gates stands for the whole thing. Ballmer doesn't stand for the whole thing. It stands for a lot. But you see, it is he who had the one-pointedness. It is he who maintains the one-pointedness. And it's true, he's going through all sorts of nonsense and legalities and so forth because people have the idea that he's just after their money. He could care less about their money. He is after sharing his idea with the world and giving it to the world. Now, whether that's right or wrong, that's not up for discussion. What is right is that he's one-pointed in everything he does. Hence, he is successful in everything he does. You can be just as successful as Bill Gates if you choose to be one-pointed in everything you do. And the starting is the time spent listening within. Be one-pointed on that time. Be one-pointed on listening within and hearing what it has to say. Now, how do you hear what it has to say? You're not going to hear it says, go to the store and buy a quart of milk. You know, it won't be something like that. Because that's not what you're supposed to do. What you're going to hear, perhaps, is going to be something that might say to you, I am at peace. My world is at peace. All is in divine order. Well, now, I want my leg healed. I want my family harmonious. I want this. Well, when you are in balance, your leg is healed. Your family is harmonious. Your world is abundant. When you are whole, when you are one-pointed and consistent with what you believe about yourself, everything in your life is fulfilled in this most beautiful, fantastic, and glorious way. Could anything be more wonderful? Time spent listening within brings the most precious rewards. I will not tell you what those rewards are because they're different for each of us. But I will tell you, the time spent listening within will bring you the most precious rewards that you could ever ask for in your entire life. It has nothing to do with things. It has only to do with ideas and concepts. And then the day will come. The day will come when even the ideas and concepts are no longer important. As a little aside, you might think about the Indian gurus from India, how many of these men sit in meditation and their eyes roll back in their heads and stuff, you know, big deal. But the thing is, they're listening within. Now, why aren't they out spending money? Why aren't they out building families? Why aren't they out doing this or that or the other thing? They are symbols of peace. Does anyone come along and require them to do something? No. They are respectful of their inner self. People come along and throw money at their feet, which they don't need. People come along and give them food, which they don't need. People come along and give them respect, which they don't need because they respect themselves. People come along and give them love, which they don't need. They are pure love. They are like a full glass of love. There's nothing more you can add to it. Can we play that role? We may not want to be a guru sitting in one place for all of our life, but we don't want to be a chicken with their head cut off running around in circles without any any activity too, you know? But that's what we are until we get our head screwed on again. Until we get our attention one-pointed, we have nothing. But the moment we're at peace within ourselves, peace of mind, we have everything. And this is my desire to see in you that you have found the within and the peace that comes with it. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.